and thank you for joining the Stateside Soccer Show. My name is Jordan, and along with me here is Logan. How are you today, Logan?
Oh, I'm doing well, Jordan. Some excitement. Man, there was so much excitement in MLS today as far as signings and Duncan McGuire saga we were just talking about off air. Leagues Cup stuff dropped. It was, oh, man, we got a lot to get into with Leagues Cup. I'm excited. I love this tournament, so I'm really excited to talk that. But, man, there's been transfers. Like, we were waiting for this to happen, and we knew this week was coming. But here it is, Jordan. We're almost into the season, and preseason's well underway, and all the signings are happening. European window closes tomorrow, so that's all exciting because Liga MX is also getting players. Players are being shipped out from the U.S., so a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have a late night tonight because my plan is to get this episode out and then get the preview out and then make sure that Friday's preview is ready to go. So that is my night tonight.
I feel bad. Now I feel like I should edit something.
No, so this one should be hopefully quick. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the Leagues Cup draw, and we're just going to kind of share our first impressions on this. And then if you happen to listen to this one before, I don't know what order I'm putting this stuff up in, but then our preview for some of the West is dropping later, which includes our talk with No Other Pod for Sporting Kansas City. So that one will be dropping around the same time. So if you're listening to this one, you may have just listened to that, or you might be getting ready to listen to that one. And then Friday, we are releasing our preview that we recorded on Tuesday, which has Jennifer Taylor from Five Takes on the Five Stripes talking Atlanta United. And we talked the rest of those like Eastern teams all the way up to Atlanta United in the standings from last year. And then we only have two previews left. So this is going to be like the worst week of my life, but the rest of the weeks after this will be very, very good, I think, because I think we're going back to one preview a week next week. So we're getting caught up. We're going to be, by the end of Friday, we will have four out of the six previews out, and then we'll go one a week till then. Then we'll hit our prediction show, and then we're going to hit our kit show where we grade our kits, and all of those should drop by the 21st, which is the first game of the season. So we're going to have all of those episodes for you up to then. So busy month of February, but the rest of it should be good once we actually start getting into some games.
Yeah, action-packed. Again, this is always our busiest time of year. And then they've started dropping in new tournaments, in-season tournaments, and so we'll have to talk Leagues Cup today. So it's always fun getting these offshoot random episodes that we get to do. U.S. Men's National Team, those are always one-offs, and those always are fun to do. So
I know before we've done like a CONCACAF Champions Cup draw one. We didn't get to it this year. That's something that I probably want to bring back next year when we get the first draw of that again. This wasn't like a televised draw. They just kind of released this around lunchtime today. So let's kind of dive into it. We have Leagues Cup 2024. Before we kind of get into the groups, there are some changes to it. So it still is the winner is crowned champion, of course. The top three finishers will still qualify for the Champions Cup. And it's still taking place from like late July. This time it's like a week later, I think. July 26th to August 25th. And the domestic leagues are again paused. This year, the Columbus Crew are sitting out of the group stage as well as Club America because the winners of Liga MX and MLS Cup get a break. So they will join in after that. They'll join in the round of 32. And they also have a whole new structure on how they're going to do it. Moving forward, the tournament will utilize a tiered Leagues Cup ranking system that is decided by combined MLS and Liga MX club performance based on points in the last 34 regular season matches. So Cincinnati finished with 69 goal, 69 points, sorry. So they are tier two because Club America has the bye. CF Monterrey had 73 points. Club America had 74, but of course they get the bye. So that's how they're ranking them. So Cincinnati is the highest ranked MLS club with 69 points. Then Orlando City with 63. Chivas Guadalajara with 61. Columbus Crew with 57. But again, they will have the bye. Then St. Louis all the way down to Toronto FC being the last out of 45 positions. So that's how these will be kind of determined going forward. There's also going to be hubs for the highest ranked Liga MX clubs, which they haven't really expanded on that, but I'm guessing like they'll kind of stay grouped in a certain area. So that way they're not traveling as much is my thought there. So how the groups were determined, all participating clubs except for the champions are divided into three tiers, 1 through 15, 16 through 30, 31 through 45. They form 15 groups of three clubs each, one club from each tier, prioritizing geographical and competitive balance. For 2024, the League's Cup will be played in two regions, East and West, with seven groups in the East and eight groups in the West, regionalizing travel for all participating clubs. The hubs, Liga MX champion and the three top-ranked Liga MX clubs are granted hub privileges, minimalizing their club travel and rewarding them with predetermined venues as the home team based on their League's Cup ranking. So those clubs are Club America, Monterrey, Chivas, and Tigres. They haven't said where those hubs are for those clubs. All right, so now I think it's time to maybe take a look at the actual groups. We'll read the groups. We're all going to pick what I think we're both going to pick a group we think is easy and a group we think is tough. Okay, like a group of death and a group of life, I guess. In West 1, we have Monterrey, Pumas, and Austin FC. In West 2, we have Chivas, San Jose, and LA Galaxy. In West 3, we have St. Louis City SC, FC Dallas, and FC Juarez. In West 4, Toluca, Sporting Kansas City, and the Chicago Fire, who are in the Eastern Conference. Okay. Club Leon is in West 5 with Portland Timbers and the Colorado Rapids. West 6 has Seattle Sounders, Minnesota, and Club Necaxa, if I said that right, which I totally didn't. West 7, we have LAFC, Vancouver, and Club Tijuana. In West 8, we have Houston Dynamo, Real Salt Lake, and Atlas FC. Over in East 1, we have FC Cincinnati, New York City FC, and Club Querétaro. The Union faced them quite a few times. East 2, we have Orlando City, Atletico de San Luis, and CF Montreal. East 3, Tigres, Puebla, and Inter Miami. East 4, Philadelphia Union, Charlotte FC, and Cruz Azul. In East 5, the New England Revolution, Nashville SC, and Mazatlan. East 6, Pachuca, New York Red Bulls, and Toronto FC. And East 7, Atlanta United, Club Santos Laguna, and DC United. And of course, Club America and the Columbus Crew into the round of 32. All right, I think we do this one. I think we do the hardest group of the West, and then the hardest group of the East, and then we'll go easiest group of the West and easiest group of the East. Okay? I think the toughest group of the West is West 1, Monterrey, Pumas, and Austin FC. I just can't see how Austin gets out of this group.
I would agree with you on that one. If you look at the table, Jordan, Monterrey's second in their, I think it's their Clausura that's going on currently. And then they've got Pumas. This is brutal. Austin really struggled last season, and you're going up against two of the giants right now in Mexican football. So that is not fun. Hey, but our boy Brandon Vasquez, Jordan, we got a lot of reunions coming. And
Yeah.
one group that's really exciting that I don't think will get mentioned as far as easy or hard, so we can talk about it a little bit. I want to kind of see your thoughts on it because I think it was pretty cool and I didn't notice it until somebody tweeted it. But yeah, this is a disaster for Austin. Gosh, that group is rough because everywhere else, like you look up and down and kind of spoiler alert, but in the West, there's really not like, there's not like a real group of death, except for one. Like I feel like the other ones are manageable,
In
you
the
know what I mean?
West.
So yeah,
Yeah.
like I feel like there's some really manageable groups. West Seven's pretty interesting, but yeah. So Jordan, I want to get your thoughts on this one because it's probably honorable mention. Well, I don't know. Let's do easiest first, and then we'll do the honorable mention. That's a fun one to watch.
Oh, easiest one. Maybe West 6, right? I feel like Sounders can get out of that one. I don't know if Minnesota will, but I think Sounders probably have an easy path there.
Like Hex is not great. They
Yeah.
sit, I think, 15th in theirs currently. Yeah. I mean, I would say that four is pretty weak too. Because
Yeah.
Toluca's not like great.
I would
They're
assume
pretty.
SKC should get through that.
Yeah, I think Sporting's got a good chance there. I love the groups that have two MLS teams. That always plays in our favor. Club Lyon's tough to beat.
You know what's
I
a
could see
sneaky group,
Portland.
by the way? Dynamo, RSL, and Atlas. I kind of think that's a sneaky good group.
Yeah, Atlas is good too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Houston and Real were good last year, and then you have Atlas.
Well, had been good. They sit 17th in there. They're perfect. They're out of
Yeah,
18
they're the
teams.
team that's in the last column, right?
Yeah, but they usually like they
They'll still
usually
be tough. They'll still be
yeah.
they're a Liga
They're
MX
usually
team. It's
pretty
going to be tough.
formidable.
But I think that's
So
a
I
pretty
forget.
cool we talked about RSL and Houston kind of having what RSL got knocked out by Houston in the Open Cup. They get knocked out in MLS Cup playoffs. Now they have to face each other in Leagues Cup. Like this is a sneaky good rivalry we're starting to get here, Houston RSL.
Yeah.
East? Do we want to look at the East then?
I do want to talk about the Western one. That's. If you want to jump
Which
there and
one?
do the Western. So Chivas de Guadalajara is Chicharito's team,
Yes.
and
Yep.
that's
Oh,
LA
against
Galaxy.
Galaxy. Yeah. True. True.
That's awesome. That is really cool. And where's Cade Cowell?
He's at Chivas, right? So he'll go
Is
up
he
against
at the
Earthquakes.
same I was gonna say, is he in Chivas, right? That's the only Chivas in America. In Liga
Yeah,
MX, right?
there's no more
Okay, I
Chivas
didn't know if there was,
USA.
an extra,
Yeah, he plays for Guadalajara. So,
What a group that is, huh? That's
yeah,
fun.
that's two homecomings right there. That's pretty good. I like that. I like that. No, I think the West ones are pretty interesting. Yeah. LA and Vancouver in a group with Tijuana. That West 7's pretty good, like you said.
Yeah,
I don't
Tijuana
know. I'm
sits fourth
salivating at
team.
some of these matchups. So,
Yeah. Like I actually do think Vancouver is going to be pretty decent this year.
yeah.
So I
And we
mean,
talked about
putting
that in our preview that I think is the one we're recording next, or is it already out?
it's the one that we
It's
have to
the
make
one
some
that we're
edits
doing,
to.
finishing. Okay,
Yeah,
yeah. So
yeah.
it's the one that's going to be releasing right with this episode. So make sure you hear about our Vancouver talk there.
Yeah. Portland, that one. I guess that one could go south. The Rapids are going to be good though, I think. Rapids Club Lyon, like Club Lyon is a legendary team. Like you got Club Lyon, Club America, Atlas is usually pretty good. Who else? Cruz Azul, Santos. Are those the big? Those the big five?
Yeah.
You would say, I guess. Yeah, Tigres, the
Tigres, yeah. They don't want
Pumas.
to miss them.
Yeah.
I have a Cruz Azul jersey, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah. Got it at a
Monterrey looks
loss.
great now too.
It's one of my 53. Okay, ready for East or are we still talking West?
Yeah,
Okay.
I think we could. Yeah, we can move on.
All right. So, if I'm looking at the hardest one here, I think it's going to be the toughest thing for Miami to repeat. They have to go up against Tigres and Puebla. For me, that's probably the hardest group of the East. I think you might be able to sneakily throw in Atlanta, Santos, and DC, but DC drags that group down a bit. So I think if I'm picking one out here, I'm looking at Tigres, Puebla, and Inter Miami as the toughest Eastern group.
Yeah, that group's a bear. And it is interesting, Jordan, because we talked about this. Like, again, some of these teams are going to come into this and say, this isn't really for us, right? Like, they're going to look at their group and go, okay, we can win this with guys, you know, some of our reserves in, or, you know, Messi doesn't play, or something happens. Like, I can see, though, Leagues Cup, honestly, like, it's got some good weight to it now, because
he'll be coming back from Copa, though. So I don't know how much he'll play.
That's a really good point. I didn't think of that. And because Copa would be a bunch of their players, wouldn't it? Would Suarez be in it? I don't know if they're in.
Yeah,
Copa
if Uruguay is coming over, yeah, I don't know who's qualified. I assume usually Copa is all the South American teams, so I would assume
say, in the good ones, in it. Yeah.
But I don't know if he's getting called into Uruguay anymore. I think he's done.
I think he's done.
I think it'll just be Messi that they probably end up missing in that time out of their big ones, you know, because like. Well, yeah, I get, like Jordi and Busquets are going to be over here. Now, I don't think any of them are playing for Spain anymore either, because the Euros is this summer too. But I don't think that's going to be a problem for them. So,
But yeah, no, I think you're right. I think Group 3, because Tigres is always Tigres. Like, they're always good. And man, if you have to go play there. Like, Orlando fared pretty well, but that was a lot of, like, just hoping.
Well, they won't have to go play there, at least.
That's true. Which I think, looking at Orlando, Orlando's got a really easy road in, I think. I don't think Montreal's that good. Not great.
That episode's dropping Friday where we talk Montreal. I think if we're looking at the easiest ones, I'm looking at Orlando, San Luis, and Montreal. And I would even say Philly, Charlotte, and Cruz Azul. If you're a Philly fan, I'll phrase it that way. If you're a Philly fan, that's a pretty manageable group.
Yeah, Cruz is not as good as he used to be.
Should be through. I think Charlotte's not making it. Charlotte, that's a tough draw, I think, right?
Yeah.
Charlotte. So I guess it depends on what point of view we're looking at it from. I would say I don't know. I think the East is actually lucked out a lot on some of these draws. Because, you know, most of the toughest Mexican teams are more West. So, if you want to win League's Cup, I feel like be in the East, because you're not going up against as many of the big clubs the way that the West will. So, like, Cincy, New York City, Querétaro, Cincy should get through. And then it's going to be a battle between NYCFC and Querétaro. Then you have New England, Nashville, and Mazatlan. I feel like both MLS teams should get through. Pachuca, Red Bulls, Toronto. Toronto's a terrible team. They were last year. Red Bulls should get through, you would think. Unless Toronto really comes back strong. And then, I don't know, I really do like Atlanta, Santos, and DC. I think those will be some fun games.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you said it. You hit it right on the head, I think. You look at that side over on the West. I mean, they do. They have some of the biggest teams, like Monterrey, Pumas, Club Leon, and Chivas are all, like, in the top of their table currently. that West, yikes. But East, I think you're right. Like, I think Orlando's got it easy. I think, you know, Pachuca's not great. I would say Santos over there is probably the toughest of them all. Carretero, they're never good. Like Mazatlan or whatever, however you say that. Like, that's not, they've not been good. So, yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to practice our Spanish for the next preview, because I think we're going to do a preview of these. And I think it'd be fun to kind of get some of the Mexican insiders on this.
So we'll hope to have that, you know, when we get to that July time frame, maybe the week before the League's Cup kicks off, we're hopefully having some previews of that. I don't think we'll be crazy and do like a preview for each group. I think we'll talk about each group in our preview, but I don't think we're doing like a separate episode. Like I think 3 years ago we would have done that.
Right.
And I think now we realized not to do that. So,
We could do a Liga MX preview because they don't have as many teams. Where we break them up into, you know, 3 episodes of 6 or 2 episodes of 9 or however we want to do it.
Yeah, true. That's probably the better way to do it. So I mean, that's our League's Cup there. We're not going to dive too much into it because things can change. By the summer, we might even have different signings and stuff. So we can't like go full hog on this and tell you who's going to move on. But I think it was nice to get this little quick preview out of it in case if anybody missed it, or we just sharing our thoughts on what ones we think are tough and easy groups. Anything else about League's Cup before we wrap it up?
No, could definitely go back in time and listen to Jordan explain the formatting. I think that's interesting where they've got the different hubs and these teams have advantages. And, you know, I think that's a unique perspective on it because it, you know, I think MLS has been hesitant to go to some of the Mexican cities just because there's been some.
I think it's the reverse. I think Mexico wants to get the money. I think Liga MX wants the money from how popular it is here in the States with their.
Yeah, teams. I think some of that, and then I think some of the unrest that currently takes place in some of these stadiums, and not all of them are that, but I know they had that. I think it was Querétaro who had the big. We had the big fight. I can't remember exactly which.
I can't remember.
It was really bad. I remember that. I'm so excited about this because the Mexican fans and the Mexican teams have been the staple of North American football for so long. So they've ingrained into some of the Texas cities, and you know Austin's such a huge. City that really does like its Mexican football, and anywhere in the West, California, there's a lot of ties to the Mexican heritage and culture. So it's cool to see them play our teams, like and it's really fun because you do have like this is a crossover event where you know that it could happen, I guess, in Champions League, but it doesn't happen as much because Europe's so big. Like there's a good chance that your Mexican team could play your MLS team. Like that would be wild to me. Like I don't know how I would. I don't know how I'd separate that. I guess you'll start to get fans that can separate that because of this tournament. They're gonna be like, well, I can't support them because they'll probably play Club America. Like, but before that, like Liga MX owned the world over here, and then MLS has come along, and now we're competitive league with them. So, but I think it's a great partnership. We talked about this. We talked about them possibly partnering on a tournament that works, and I think this works. I'm really excited about this tournament. It was a lot of fun last year to watch them. Miami play and do what they did. So, I'm looking forward to this. This is probably one of my favorite tournaments that in all of world soccer. I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do you get two leagues just totally pausing their season to do a World Cup style tournament? Right? You know, it's fun. Yeah. All right. That about wraps us up here. I know it's a short one for us today, but it's, believe us, we're doing a lot of other stuff. So this one is just about League's Cup. Like I said, also dropping around the same time is going to be our preview with Sporting Kansas City, Sporting Kansas City, San Jose Earthquakes, Dallas, FC Dallas, Vancouver, and RSL. So that one is dropping out, and then dropping with this one, and then Friday we're dropping Montreal, Charlotte, New York Red Bulls, Nashville, and Atlanta United. Then the following week it's the top of the West, those 4 teams, and then the week after that the top of the East, those 5 teams, and then we're going to do prediction show, and then the kit drop episode, and then we are all caught up for the start of the season. So thank you all for watching and listening along. You can follow us at Stateside Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff, Threads, email us statesideshow@gmail.com. Thank you all again. Please like and subscribe. Comment your thoughts on the League's Cup. Do you like the new groups? Do you like the new structure that they're using? Let us know. If you're a Liga Mekis fan, let us know your thoughts on the Cup. We don't really get that a lot of times, so let us know that. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great rest of your day. We'll catch you next time.
Kamara throwing his body in. It's going to fall for Ibrahimovic. Oh, come on! Come on!
Thank you for listening to Stoppage Time Soccer Show. We hope that you continue to listen to our show as we recap the U.S. Men's National Team, Americans Abroad, MLS, USL. This is Stateside Soccer Show presented by Stoppage Time Soccer Show. Have a good one.